This is a continuing episode about the film The Xenophobes. The series started at episode 342.
Mommy's an angel of peace. She will stop the fighting.
You've got a husband and two kids. And Cottrell is...
I'm Lancer Kind. I co-wrote a science fiction film called The Xenophobes. It's about a crew of astronauts who traveled 60 years to make first contact with an alien civilization. And things, didn't go the way anyone expected. Not for the characters, and honestly, not for the people who made the film either. We shot this film during a pandemic. Our lead actor flew from Moscow to Manhattan, Kansas, through borders that were closing behind her. Our director was also our cinematographer and our editor, and the story we ended up telling feels even more relevant now than when we wrote it. These are some of the folks who brought this film to life. They were the actors, the director, support staff, and the technical staff. In this episode, we're going to hear from Sterling Matthew Oliver, the actor who plays Ensign Johnson.
Yeah, hi. My name is Sterling Matthew Oliver, and I am playing Ensign Johnson in The Xenophobes. Or is it singular or plural? I can't remember.
Xenophobes.
Xenophobes,
it's
plural. Yeah.
Okay. It's a whole planet of them.
Yeah.
So what does Ensign Johnson do?
So I... the fun thing is that I've had the script for about 36 hours, so I don't have a full grasp on my duties at the moment. But
newly drafted, are you?
Exactly. Ensign Johnson is on the bridge with the crew of the Jerusalem and is handling a lot of the engineering aspects, like communication with engineering and making sure that the signals are being sent. I'm relaying what the captain needs.
Cool.
With engineering is a lot of it.
Rock on. Do you do other acting gigs before
you
arrived here?
I've been doing theater for about 10 years, doing a lot of, started off with plenty of musicals, and then I started getting more interested in plays and doing straight acting. I went to school for theater, where I was able to take some acting for the camera courses and some film studies courses, but this is my first time actually getting to do a film. I've acted on camera for class and other random tiny things here and there, a quick film festival. This is my first time like sitting down on a full production and actually getting to work on something. Yeah.
Nice. And where are you from?
I'm from Marysville, Kansas. It's not very far from Onega, where we're filming right now. Yeah, I've pretty much lived in this area my entire life up until I moved to Chicago eventually.
Cool. How did Xenophobes find you?
Yeah, it was Monday evening. For reference, this is currently Wednesday morning where I'm speaking now. On Monday evening, I received a Facebook message from one of my friends saying, "Hey, I'm working on this film. We had somebody who can't make it, and we need somebody to come in, be here all day over the next 3 days." And he said, "It's a sci-fi film, and it's a friend I really like. Can you come help?" And immediately I was like, I love sci-fi. And like, being a geek is so much of what got me into acting, is because I like learning about so much stuff. Like the conversations we've just been having about physics and stuff have just been so enticing to me. And so I immediately I have just recently left my job to start freelancing, and I had the only thing on my calendar was yesterday I needed to go pick up some cat litter. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I will 100% be able to come do that. I would love to. Like, Star Trek is also a lot of what got me into acting in the first place. So I was very happy to come help out.
Nice. Yeah. So you're an inverterated geek is what I'm hearing.
Exactly.
Tell me about that. Why? What is it you like? Who do you like to watch?
Gotcha. Okay, so it stems from so much. Rise into geekdom started with Star Trek. My father got me introduced with Next Generation. It's still pretty much the main thing I watch, but I have like a picture of Lieutenant Data on my entertainment center.
Oh, wow.
Printed on a page of the script from the episode in Next Generation where they're talking about if he's human enough to be on the Enterprise as like a crew member or as a bridge officer. One of my favorite episodes in the show. And then I have like a TARDIS DVD shelf from Doctor Who and stuff. But then recently I've been learning a lot more about like computer science and like actual like technology today. I've been watching a lot of Tom Scott videos on YouTube.
Oh, I love Tom Scott.
Tom Scott, he's a computer scientist who does these video essays that are often fairly short. Some of them get a little longer. And they range from a variety of topics that aren't just computer science, but they're always incredibly interesting. Like a theoretical one as to what happened if Google would stop accepting or would take any password to log into any account for a few hours.
Right.
It was super cool. But yeah, I reach out and grab information from wherever I can. And I've been learning more about videography and sound design and lighting and writing and all these different fields. So it's all podcasts and getting my information from wherever I can.
So you've talked about what other work you do. Do you want to mention your film company that you started?
I have not actually started a production company yet. I'm working on it. I have like a website built for myself as
mentioned.
It's sterlingmoliver.com. That's where I pretty much send everybody if they want to like check out my work or hire me for something. And then of course I've got my Twitter and Instagram pages are Sterling M. Oliver. That's where I just kind of Twitter is a lot more random, just thoughts. Geeky things. Instagram's often where I post like life updates, work updates. But because I'm getting so interested in performing and videography and sound design, I've been doing a lot of music composition lately as well. I thought it'd be great to pull that together into a production company at some point and start trying to make my own short films. And so hopefully I'm going to be able to start that soon. I've got some ideas for fun sci-fi ones, a car chase scene with a pizza delivery driver that I think is really funny. a few weird ideas that I'm really excited to start working on. I know a little bit about, like, I kind of know what to expect, especially with reading some of the stuff that I have to come, such as we were just discussing how we're performing this big action for the first time in ages in American history, and I, at one point, questioned the captain about that. I think it's important for me to consider that Johnson he's the lowest on the totem pole on the bridge, but he's obviously got his convictions about him, and morality seems to be a driving factor in his actions and in his life. He will absolutely do what he's told, but that's not without a little regret as it happens.
Right on.
Yeah.
Do you know what a xenophobe is?
Yes.
So do you feel like there's aspects of your life where you feel you kind of like, you know what, I feel xenophobic today. I think I'm just going to shut out for a while. Does that happen?
I've never thought about it with the word in mind. No, I mean, there's plenty of days, especially since, you know, March 2020 began, that I'm like, I don't want to be around people, so I will stay inside today. It's never been targeted to any specific type of person. But I guess humans are, I guess if I bundled up everybody else in the world, I could consider that xenophobic in some form eventually. But no, I vary. I go back and forth. I'm a people person when I need to be. I get energetic and social when I'm on sets and stuff. But then when I'm at home, it's just me and my cat and my TV. And
yeah. Is there so you've been on the set for a while, what, 2 days?
About a day and a half now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any big surprises based on your perceptions? What you thought of?
Yeah, I was amazed. Except for Hal, I was the first one here yesterday. I walked in the door and immediately, like, see the blue screens that we have set up, and I got so excited right away because I'm like, I have a green screen. I've done a little bit of, like, very amateur green screen work at home for different things, but I've never gotten to be surrounded by it and like been on a sci-fi set and like getting to see all So it was just, it was a quick acclimation from theater, where I actually like this a lot better because I don't feel pressured. Like, I see the camera there, and I don't feel like, oh, that's however many people are going to be watching it. I'm just like, oh, we're just in this room, just we're rehearsing. I feel like it's rehearsal.
Right.
I'm giving it my all, but I feel like it's like the final rehearsal before a show or something Yeah.
Cool. So it's less pressure than a theater, than going on stage.
Absolutely. Which I still love. I miss it so bad. But this gives me a lot less tension. Absolutely.
If you had to step on the stage that day, that would have been a whole different matter.
Exactly. And I don't feel the pressure of, like, right before I walk on stage, I like, always have this moment where my stomach lurches, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
But here, no, it's been great. And I haven't felt any... They've been very welcoming. I haven't felt pressured at all. They've given me the patience to get through what I need to get through to pick up on the stuff quickly for them.
I know. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I don't think so. I'm just super excited for everybody to see this. This is going to be like my film premiere, and so I'm very excited to see it myself.
Nice.
And it seems like this is an amazing project to be working on. I'm very happy that I got the chance to be a part of it, even under the unfortunate circumstances that led up to it. But I'm just very excited for everybody to see it.
Cool, yeah. This is a mostly made in Kansas film. So
absolutely.
It went out of state for a few shots, but most of it's right here.
Right at home.
Yeah. Well, cool, Sterling. Thank you for coming on the show. And
absolutely.
We'll do more shows together in the future.
The Xenophobes is available right now on Amazon Prime Video. You can rent it for around $4. If you watch it and enjoy it, the single best thing you can do for us is to leave a star rating and a review on Amazon. And for goodness sakes, tell your friends to watch it too. For an indie film like ours, every review helps new people find us. You can find behind-the-scenes photos and updates on our Facebook page at facebook.com/apistrophepictures. There is a link in the show notes. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy access. If you're using a podcast player, they're right there in the interface. If you downloaded the show from a website as an MP3, go back to the website where you got the MP3 and you will see the show notes there. And if you want more about the making of the film or some cool banners, type into your favorite search engine, lancerkind.com/xenophobes/banners. There, the magic of the search engine will bring you right to my doorstep, and you will be able to click and download whatever banner you need for whatever social media situation you've got. Sport your colors and show off to people about this film. So that will help spread the word, and we will love that. You should download your Xenophobes banner today. Next episode, Chris Butler plays the pilot, Jerzy Petrosky.
Did this film trigger any of those thoughts as well?
It did. Looking at it anthropologically, sociologically, I found it very compelling that we're just a group of scientists, of diplomats, of explorers who are going off to meet a new race of aliens, to make contact, to learn from them and come back and share that knowledge.